You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of ArrowheadPride.com, Pete Sweeney. It was Veteran Report Day at Kansas City Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph, and with that, we got a Zoom availability in the early evening. We heard from linebacker Anthony Hitchens, wide receiver Mecole Hardman, and left tackle Orlando Brown Jr., and we'll go in that order on this podcast, starting with linebacker Anthony Hitchens.
Hey, Anthony, as you guys are starting camp, I know one of the goals I had asked you about during the offseason was to just get better in the red zone. What is your initial focus? What do you hope for the defense as a whole to accomplish when this camp is said and done?
Yeah, just improve. Like I said, back in the spring, we'll just keep improving. I mean, the only way you can get better is by working at it. So Coach Reed and the rest of our coaching staff put together a plan for us to get more reps in the red zone. So all you could do is just go out there and work at it. So, I mean, that's at the forefront of our mind right now. So just to getting better in all areas, and especially in the red zone.
Let's go next to Herbie T.O.B. Go to Herbie.
Hey, Anthony, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm well, thanks. Orlando Brown was just, he talked before you and he was mentioning his excitement about putting the pads on and getting to work. And obviously y'all have to go through a 5-day acclimation period. But from a defensive point of view, especially from the linebackers, what does it mean to y'all when you do finally get to put those pads on and there's some live contact?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while. It's been since early February. So anytime you get out there and I mean, we're blessed to be able to do this for a job. So anytime you get the pads on and get out there and running and hitting and having fun, it's always a good thing. So, yeah, I'm right with them. I'm excited about it as well. So just looking forward to keep improving this year in this camp and then getting better.
Let's go next to Rob Collins. Go ahead, Rob.
Do you miss the fanfare showing up in front of, you know, some folks and with your teammates and the guys you used to dress up in the costumes?
I'm not big on that. So, I mean, a lot of people get a kick out of it. It was a good thing for the fans and some of our players to express their, you know, personalities and what they show up at camp, like cars and clothes and things like that. So I'm very straightforward. Simple guy, you know, what I had on today, probably what I wear tomorrow. So pretty straightforward guy. But I mean, some guys can express themselves in different ways. And I'm sure there's somebody's going to dress, you know, different this year, but I haven't seen it yet. So, yeah.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell. Good, Sam.
Hey, Hitch, what's up, man? We talked to Mecole Hardman earlier, and he mentioned just how much that Super Bowl loss stuck with him. I'm wondering how much it stuck with you throughout the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, it sucked. But I mean, at the same time, we have to move on. There's work to be done. It's a new year starting today. So, I mean, we got to start all over and try to accomplish it again this year. So it sucks, and it's there. We know we don't want to be back in that place again with the losing and the Super Bowl. So we're just going to learn from it, grow from it, you know, just all the wrongs and the rights, build on the rights, you know, correct the wrongs and just keep getting better. I'm not the guy that's going to look about the past until I'm done playing in football. So I'm always worrying about, you know, what can I do right now to get better, to get back to that game.
Let's go next to Robert Remsen. Go ahead, Robert.
Earlier, I think during OTAs, you were talking about one of your goals being to slim down and lean out to get faster. How's that been going? Do you feel faster? Do you feel better? Like, how's the cut overall been going?
Yeah, overall, I feel great. I'm usually coming in camp usually around 235. I'm 231 right now, 230. So, yeah, I feel good. I've been running more than I normally will run in the offseason, working out 4 to 5 days out of the week. So really no downtime. Well, we think our last practice was on Thursday. I started right back up on Monday. So didn't really take no time off. Just been working, you know, something to improve for myself and as a group. So I just been working.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Good, Matt.
Hey, Anthony. Good to see you again. You know, this is kind of a transition year for you in a sense, and that, you know, you're going to be 30 after the season. You talked about, you know, trying to take care of your body in different ways and everything. Is this, you know, kind of a pivotal year for you to kind of prove some things to yourself, to the team, that, you know, you can still play at a high level, that, you know, that you're still an important part of this team and being around for a while?
Yeah. And usually, I don't even think about things like that because I'm just proving it to myself. It's way more deeper than proving it to coaching staff and organizations. It's more just by my personal goals. And I have my own goals. I don't share them at all with no one for a reason. And that's just what that is. Every year I need to prove to myself that I can play. It's not so much proven to organizations or coaching or either other players in that lead. It's going to be no different from my past year. So just work. I mean, that's all you can do is just work, and everything else to take care of itself.
Let's go next to Darren Smith. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, Anthony, you seem to be the ultimate team guy. You know, I'm curious, as someone who has played an integral, important part of the team with their Super Bowl run the last 2 years, what advice or what message would you give to rookies and players who are trying to make this team? And even if not this team, but, you know, to pursue their career in the NFL?
Yeah, you just got to fall in love with the game. Love the hard days, love the good days. Put your body and your mind through places that probably never been to, you know. So any rookies or young guys who just grind it out. It's nothing like high school, college, and the guys that stay around for a while gets it. You just gotta day in and day out. You just gotta prove yourself and wake up for us every morning and get after it about 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's kind of hard for a lot of young guys to put on full pads at 9 o'clock in the morning, but they'll get used to it very soon. So you just gotta work. There's no secret to success. It's just work. Just work.
The last two will go Steve and then Adam. Good, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Hitch?
How we doing?
Kind of like on the lines of what Darren said, you have young guys like Nick Bolton who looks up to you as the OG or the old guy in the room. Do you look back on, you know, when you were with Dallas and you had Rolando and also Bruce giving you pointers, and what can you take from what they told you and kind of, you know, mold it to what you tell Nick?
Yeah, so I had those two, and then I had Sean Lee as well. They wanted the best for me. Wrong or right, they was my brother and pushed me. I looked up to those guys. So it's only right that I do the same thing, you know, to these younger guys in our room. Maybe they don't tell me enough, but I'm guessing some of them probably do look up to me. So the only thing I can do is just, you know, continue to work hard and show up on meetings on time and take good notes and be a leader. So it's nothing that's out of the ordinary that I've been doing, you know, for these 8 years. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be a role model, you know, to a lot of these guys, and not just in our linebacker room, just the whole team.
We'll go last to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Anthony. You were talking earlier about playing a little bit lighter this year, and just wondering how much of that is – that's where you feel like you need to be at this stage of your career now that you're a veteran. How much of it is the position has changed that much since you've entered the league, and you kind of have to play a little lighter now? It's more about the speed maybe and range and less about the physical part of the game.
Yeah, I think they all play a factor in it. The lead is going more spread offense, and we call it 11 personnel when there's three receivers out there. And for me, I turned my tape on and I played my best ball around where I'm at right now. There's times where I can get too light, and there's sometimes where I could put on some pounds. So I got to find that happy medium, so where I can play rangy, but also, you know, play in the box. So and sometimes some people can fix that in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. So it's just a feel for it. You know, I might get in a camp and I'm like, nah, I have to put my weight back on, you know? So I'm just going to play with it. We have we have a little time before the first game. So I'm going to play with it, but I don't want to be too high or too low on my weight. So I try to pick a middle weight and go from there. So 231 to 230 is where I'm going to shoot for, you know, throughout the whole season.
Hitch, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
All right. See you guys.
Cole, how you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Thanks. Hey, I was wondering whether there were specific things you worked on in the off season to improve as opposed to just general improvement. And if so, what those were. And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Just route running. Trying to do the whole tree, getting in at my breaks. Just being aware of coverages, just going over film a little bit more. So just trying to become an overall better player and, you know, and just doing the little things that help out in the long run.
Okay. Did you throw much with Pat during the offseason outside of practice?
No, I didn't get a chance to get up with him. We just wasn't in the same vicinities, you know, when he was training and everything. But we got time in camp, plenty of time in camp to get that chemistry down and the timing down. So it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, thanks.
Let's go next to Darren Smith. Go, Darren.
Hey, Michael, thanks for taking my question. Last year, you know, I asked you, how would you grade yourself? And you gave yourself a C-. What do you think? Well, let me ask you this. I guess let me phrase it this way. Do you feel any pressure to go from that C- to an A+ now with the hopes of being the team's number two receiver?
No pressure. I'm just coming in and, you know, and do my job and do what I need to do and just get better as the days go by. So basically just, you know, day by day and to get better and hopefully, you know, that's enough to, you know, put me where I need to be. But just become and be a dog, man, and do what I need to do. So that's all I'm looking forward to doing.
Next to Herbie, T-O-B. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Nicole, how are you, man?
Good. What's up?
Hey, same old. Hey, along those same lines, what Darren was asking you, how important do you view this third season, professional season, in your growth and development in the league?
I think it's probably one of my most important seasons coming into this training camp. So I think it's just up to me, you know, personally to do what I need to do and take advantage of every opportunity that's given to me and just, you know, gain the trust of, you know, the coaches, you know, the rest of the staff and Pat, you know, and my teammates and just show them that, you know, I can be a viable asset every Sunday or whatever day we plan on day in, day out and just, you know, continue to improve on my game as the season goes.
Go next to Matt McMullen. Go ahead, Matt.
What's up, Nicole? It's your third training camp, man. It's hard to believe. Is that kind of crazy for you to think about? You're a veteran now in this league, and how are you trying to just be a leader for the younger receivers in this camp?
Oh, yeah. Third year, man. It flies by for sure. But just, you know, give them knowledge on what I went through my first 2 years and, you know, and what I've learned from guys like, you know, Tyreek, Trav, Pat, you know, D-Rob, even, you know, the guys that was here, that's not here no more. So just trying to tell them what I learned, man, you know, don't try to take too much in at all at once, you know, take it day by day, take it step by step. Don't think you got to be Superman right at the gate, you know, and just, you know, do what you need to do, do your part and do your role and you'll just be fine.
Next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, another Matt. Okay.
There's mats everywhere. Hey, Nicole, you know, the Super Bowl, it was a hard day for everybody and hard day for the offense. You know, looking back on it, what is it that you're taking away from that game that's motivation for, you know, both the team this year for wanting to get back there and also for you individually as far as your performance goes?
Well, that's a hard loss, man, and you still got that bad taste in your mouth. So I think as a collective group, we just all trying to get back to get that taste out of our mouth, you know, from losing that game. And the better way to do that is just come in and work every day and grind and just do what we need to do, the things we need to do to get better each and every day. So, I mean, we all motivated, definitely. I think people don't understand, like, they really, you know, put it like a bigger chip on our shoulder, you know, and want us to, you know, get back to that goal of ours of being in the Super Bowl and also winning it. So I think we motivated very enough to get back there and put in the work to get back there. So I think it's going to be an interesting season and it's going to be a hard, long season. But I think we got the players and the coaches here to do it. So it's just up to us to put in that work.
Next to Pete Sweeney. Go, Pete.
Hey, Mecole, I know that you guys are approaching this and you no longer have Sammy Watkins on the club, so maybe you'll miss that leadership. But is there a silver lining for you and guys like DeMarcus and Byron that perhaps that may lead to more involvement, more opportunity in the offense?
Well, somebody got to fill in the spot, right? So, I mean, however, you know, the coaches go about how do they go, you know, give those targets away, it's up to them. But I think it's up to us three, you know, me, D-Rob, and Pringle to fill in that void the best way we can. And if that's, you know, all of us spend time or, you know, one getting more playing than the other, we just don't know how it's going to go. And it's up to coach and how they decide to do that. But all we know is we'll come here and work and give our best. And whatever role is given to us, we're going to do that role the best we can. So
on to Nate. All right, we'll come back to you, Robert. Go ahead, Nate.
What's up, Mecole?
What's that?
What did you feel like you realized, man, I wish I would have had this last summer during the OTA periods, obviously because of the pandemic. And what did you feel like you got the best at, or that you knew you made an improvement heading into this training camp?
Just the overall awareness of the game and the offense and the mentality that I have to come into this league and this offense, this team. And I think it just more so all kind of clicked together. You know, once you, the more years you in the league, the more easier it gets for you mentally. And you know, also kind of physically, because you know the type of things that you need to work on. So I think just coming in here like that and just knowing what I need to do and knowing what's in front of me and, you know, taking it head on, I think it's helped me a lot, you know, coming to this training camp, this OTAs that, you know, I didn't really have the last past 2 years because I still was, you know, in the water trying to swim for real. And now it's like I'm afloat. I'm ready to go. So it's kind of that time to, you know, just take those challenges head on and trying to prove myself.
Let's go back to Robert and give it a shot. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right, what's up, Mecole? Mustache looking nice, by the way.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
But so this is going to be, I believe, your first training camp without having Sammy Watkins there with you. What are you going to be missing without having Sammy there at camp? And what kind of steps are you taking to replace the kind of leadership role he had there?
Yeah, Sammy was a vital part of, you know, me growing as a receiver and, you know, as a person off the field as well. You know, Sammy brought so much things to the table that's hard to replace for, you know, anybody. But I'm really just, you know, taking the things that he taught me and things that, you know, I learned and listened and, you know, and valued on and bringing into this training camp and just doing my best that I need to do. Like I said, I'm just coming here, man, and do my role and do my job the best way I can. And honestly, you know, I think I'm ready for the challenge. And I think the way I'm approaching the situation is differently how I've been approached it from the last past 2 years. So I'm just ready to go in, eager to work, and just show everybody what I can do.
We'll go last to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Mecole. What's up, man? Something you said earlier really interested me about just the Super Bowl and how difficult that was. Did that shake the confidence at all? I mean, whether it's in you individually or the group, or did you feel like you still enter this season, you know, as mentally confident as you were going into last year, maybe?
No, I don't think it did anything to no one's confidence. If anything, it made us more confident knowing that we can do this again. And I think that motivation from that game gave us more confidence. And it's just like, more so it's like, we don't want that again. We don't want that feeling again. And so I know it's a bad feeling to get to the last game and you work so hard to get there and you lose. So I think it's more so it's like, let's get back there and we confident to do that. And that loss really motivated us to put in the extra work that we know we need. And I think it was a good thing for us to you know, feel that loss to really motivate us for real. And I think that it was a good thing, bad at the same time, but you just take the positive from everything that happens in this league. So we're going to take the positive from it. We're going to put that energy into this camp, and we're going to go from there.
Mecole, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You just heard from Anthony Hitchens and Mecole Hardman, and now we continue on with left tackle Orlando Brown Jr.
Hey, Orlando, thank you for taking my question. I noticed you kind of have themes when you come to the microphone. I want to know what your theme is, you know, with what you have on. But more seriously, going into this training camp, your first time with all the players, what are you hoping to get out of this, and what type of camaraderie are you hoping to make with the offensive line?
Yeah, training camp is always important for that reason. I think it gives you an opportunity to get around coaches, teammates, and really get to know people for who they are, just because of the amount of time that you're spending here consistently on a day-to-day basis with someone. I'm looking forward to getting to know all of my teammates, offense and defense, all the coaches and the staff around here as well. Now that you got a lot of free time in training camp, but, you know, it definitely helps passing time by getting to know guys.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, appreciate the time here. I know it's a lot of new faces in the offensive line room, especially you. Is maybe you guys have communicated leading up to this and the kind of the relationship that y'all have worked on?
Yeah, man, we've actually been communicating all offseason. I would say definitely ever since we all stepped on in the building together and OTAs. And it's a great group, man. I think that's one of the most important things to a great offensive line is just the continuity off the field. And if the continuity is good off the field, it'll be great on the field. And, you know, we play a position, man, that's hard. That's very different, I feel like, from a lot of different positions. And sometimes all you have is the guys on that line of scrimmage with you to lean on. And, man, I think we got a really, really good group going into this.
Next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Orlando, I was wondering, through the offseason, just how comfortable do you feel already with Joe Tooney, and what do you look forward to about building that as time goes on here at training camp?
I look forward to it, man. Joe's a great player. He's a great guy. You know, we've done a ton of work together. We hung out off the field already. Man, I mean, he's great. I got nothing bad to say about him. I'm really looking forward to getting back to work with him and getting it going on this long season and just grinding it out, man.
Next to Matt McMullen. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Orlando, you've kind of already answered this, but just here at training camp, it's real football time. So how excited are you finally with a new team and all your teammates to really get out there and play some real football, getting ready for the season?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I, you know, one of my favorite parts of football isn't necessarily just wearing helmets, but the shoulder pads too. So once we get the shoulder pads on, man, things will get rocking. You know, that's when the real ball players come out, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Next to Herbie T.O.P. Go to Herbie.
Here, Orlando, along those same lines, I mean, obviously with the new NFLPA protocols in place, you have that long acclimation period before the pads do come on. How do you temper some of that enthusiasm so you don't overexert yourself in these first 5 days before the pads do come on?
Yeah, man, honestly, I'm not really concerned with it. You know, right now I'm trying to take every day and approach it with a game day mentality and get better each and every day, man. Shoulder pads or not, like I said, though, I'm still looking forward to getting it on. But, you know, I'm going to attack every day just like I got them on.
We've got four more. Let's go right down the line, starting with Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Orlando, good to see you again.
Yep,
you know, the Chiefs made an investment, obviously, to acquire you. And after the season, you know, you're hoping that there's going to be a contract or extension of some sort. Does that make this season a bit of a prove it year for you to prove it to the Chiefs that they made the right move and to prove it that, you know, you deserve to be here a long term part of this team's future?
You know, personally, man, you know, I've taken it upon myself throughout my life to really feel like I got something to prove. You know, I'm a very limited athlete as a player, as a person. You know, I'm not the shortest of guys. Obviously, you know, I don't often win a leverage battle. So I've always felt like I've got a lot to prove. And I'm attacking this year just like every other year to get better, to be the best player that I can be to put this team in Super Bowl contention.
Next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Orlando, was just wondering whether you did anything in the offseason this year outside of practice to prepare to play left tackle that maybe you hadn't done in previous years.
I studied a lot more film of guys that I was a little bit unfamiliar with, like Trey Thomas. I'm looking at a little bit of King Dunlap film, guys that Coach Reed has worked with, and going back and looking at some more Jonathan Ogden film as well. You know, there was things to take from a lot in John Runyon as well, from back in Philly. But it was a lot of things to take from those different players. Obviously, we got a lot of similarities in size and height, and just how Coach Reed was able to use them in his offense.
Next to Robert Rimson. Go to Robert.
Hey, Orlando, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, cool. So the other day, Trey Smith kind of described himself as a goon, you know, because he likes to play super violently. I know it's early on, but do you get the sense that the rest of the offensive line, like you guys as a whole, like to play super violently as well?
Yeah, man, we got a bunch of renegades up front. I think that they brought in a bunch of great guys who love the game of football, who play this game very emotionally. And, you know, we're all emotionally invested in each other, invested in the game, invested in this team. And there isn't any selfless guys on the offensive line that we have here in this group of 15, 16 men, however many it is, man. I'm super excited to get to work. And you know, I feel Trey on that, man. It's definitely time to prove it, you know, as opposed to talk about it. But, you know, man, I'm excited.
Last two, Steve and then Nate. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Orlando. How's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, man. A lot of guys around the league that have gone through Coach Reed's camp, they say that it's a tough camp. I'm just wondering, what have you heard? And as those dog days come, you know, at the middle of the camp, close to the end of the camp comes, how do you keep that fun and that mentality that you want to, you know, you want to learn something and get work done?
Yeah, it's a mindset thing, man. It's a mindset thing. You know, it's important to make sure that you're mentally invested into what you're going to go through and what you're going to experience. I've heard a lot of things about Coach Reed's camp, man. And, you know, to be honest with you, and Marcy Yonder used to say it all the time, man, the month of August is hell no matter where you're at. So, you know, man, I look forward to the challenge. It's a chance to get better, chance to grow with the guys in the locker room and grow with these coaches and really just start developing that trust from my peers and my coaches that, you know, when things get tough, when there's dog days, when there's tough games, when I'm going against a real player, a dog player, man, you can lean on me.
I'll go last to Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Orlando, thanks for doing this again. This kind of may lead from what Robert asked you a little bit ago, but so much of the conversation has been about obviously protecting Patrick, the offensive line from a pass protection standpoint. I guess what excites you most about this collection of guys in run blocking and getting a chance to do that a little bit more with the pads coming on in training camp?
Yeah, and it's like similar to what Trey said, man. It's just the mentality of a group of men here. I think this will be a great group, and I think we definitely will be able to run the ball. You know, I don't want to speak on years past because I wasn't here, and they have some great players here, man. But it's a bunch of great players here now, and you know, man, we're excited for the opportunity to do whatever coach asks us to do. But obviously, you talk to any offensive lineman, they'll tell you they enjoy running the ball more than they enjoy passing it. But at the end of the day, man, I'm here to do my job at the highest level. I don't really care what they call it.
Orlando, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, no problem.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.